everybody compare you with Michael Jordan. I don't want to ask who is better, but how do you take questions like this in your heart?
You know, it's for me, it's like having a mentor who's taught you. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot about the game of basketball, and you know, I've been very fortunate to have great mentors. You know, starting with my father. Mm-hmm. You know, obviously Michael Jordan. You know, in basketball you have Jerry West, Oscar Robinson, and all these guys that I've been able to speak to and talk to, and they've taught me a lot about the game of basketball. So that's how I look at it. I look at it as a form of respect, as a sign of respect for them.
Are you a superstitious person?
Not really. Not
for
really.
Numbers, like your number, or you know, other numbers.
No, I'm not superstitious about numbers, but I have, like, for example, like the number 24 that I wear. You know, it's very symbolic to me because it's, you know, it's 24 hours in a day, and my philosophy is just to take, you know, to live every day to the fullest, and to not lose, you know, a single moment in your life, and you know, that's why that number is so important to me. Mm-hmm.
Now you're a legendary figure, and people say you're magic, and you have such a big talent when you're on the court and playing basketball, and you know, fans call your name and they give you flowers and cheers and everything. You're on the top of the world. But you know, in Chinese philosophy, we have sayings like that, when you're on the top, you are more lonely. Do you feel that?
No, I feel great. You know, I have my family. I have great friends. My teammates have been great. I've been very, very lucky so far. You know, but in terms of the game itself, when you're leading a team to get to the NBA championship, it has to be a little lonely somewhat, because you have to be able to detach yourself from the group, and then to be able to observe and to make sure everybody's going in the right direction. So you have to remove yourself, you know, emotionally sometimes to be able to then step back in and lead. So
we don't mind to mention your age, right?
No, I don't.
31.
Yeah.
It's not a young age, right?
Yeah.
In the basketball play.
It depends how you take care of yourself. Like, you know, 31, you can be an old 31 or a younger 31.
I see.
And, you know, since I've come into the NBA, I've really been very focused on taking care of my body and making sure I stay in shape. And I think because of that, you know, I feel like I'm a young 30.